The Holy Gospel for this fourth Sunday in the season of Advent is taken from the first chapter of the Gospel of St. Matthew. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. This is the gospel of the Lord. Well, I don't know if you remember the story from last week of the family that was rescued after spending 48 hours in the wilderness in Nevada. Did anybody hear about that? How Christina McEntee and her boyfriend James Glanton, they were stranded with four children, ages 3 to 10. There was a 3-year-old, 2 4-year-olds, and a 10-year-old. Two were their children, and the other two were a niece and a nephew. They had gone to play in the snow, and somehow they're driving along, their Jeep hit a patch of ice and sent them tumbling over a bank. And what they described as a slow motion rollover, the Jeep ended up overturned. They started a campfire. They heated rocks to keep them warm in the Jeep. They rationed food in order to survive. Temperatures those 2 days, those 2 nights, plunged to 16 degrees below zero. And as time went on, they said they began to get discouraged because they saw two different small rescue planes fly overhead and keep on going. When they were finally found, search and rescue personnel credited their survival to the fact that they stayed together and that they worked together, taking care of each other. Glanton told reporters, "We talked about it, but we decided together that we should stay there. We figured our best chance was the Jeep because it was the most visible, rather than just a single person walking out in the wilderness." The search and rescue coordinator said, "They did some pretty inventive things. Staying together, that was the big deal." They were very fortunate because all of them emerged without even frostbite. They were a little dehydrated. They had a little bit of exposure, but none of them even had frostbite. We all know that this situation could have been a lot more tragic. Well, in today's gospel reading, we get to hear about Joseph. We don't always get to hear this part of the Christmas story. We're told in this gospel reading that he is a righteous man who discovers that his soon-to-be wife, Mary, is pregnant. Well, he doesn't know much about it, but he knows how all that works, and he knows that he is not the father. We have no idea what's going on in Joseph's mind. Did he wonder if maybe Mary was in love with someone else? Did he worry that if this became public, that and people found out that he wasn't the father, that Mary would be punished, maybe even, as the law said, killed? What we know about him is that he was unwilling to expose her to public disgrace. So he decided to dismiss her quietly. Then God sends an angel to intervene. The angel comes to Joseph in a dream and announces Jesus' coming birth. The angel essentially says to Joseph, "Look, I know this isn't how you expected this to go. not even how you wanted it to go, not even how you know how it's supposed to go. But God is promising you that it's going to be okay, because this child is from God. It's hard to understand, but what you need to understand is that God is with you. As a matter of fact, Joseph, you're going to have a boy, a baby boy, and you are to name him Jesus. He is Emmanuel, which means God is with us. I think one of the great miracles of Christmas is Joseph. Honestly, because he trusted. He stayed with Mary. And that's a big deal. Because he was a man in a very patriarchal culture. He had absolutely nothing to lose by divorcing Mary. There was no shame in that for him. He was the one who was being shamed. He had absolutely nothing to lose to divorce her. He could have simply gone on with life as usual. Yet Joseph trusted the angel. He trusted Mary. He trusted God. In the midst of all those unknowns, in the midst of all the unexpected news that he was hearing, in the midst of everything that just didn't make any sense to him, Joseph stayed together with Mary. He had faith. He trusted in God's promises to him. We know that life doesn't always go as we expect it to either, how we intend it or plan it or hope that it will go. We can set out on a fun drive to go play in the snow, and we end up tumbling down a bank with our whole lives overturned, stranded in a bitter cold wilderness, wondering if we are all alone, fighting to survive. This is when that promise of Christmas becomes real. That promise of Emmanuel. God is with us. We are not stuck all alone here on this earth in the bitter wilderness without help, without support, because God is with us. God stays together with us. We primarily know this presence of Christ through the gift of each other, through that love, that help, that support that we get from one another. When we are trusting, when we're loving, when we are helping and supporting, we are the body of Christ here on this earth. We are living out that good news of Emmanuel, that God is with us. As we trust, love, help, and support, God is with us. Because God knows that staying together is a big deal. Who needs to be reminded today that they are not alone? Who needs to be reminded of that promise of Emmanuel, that God really is with us? Maybe it's a spouse or a friend, a family member, a neighbor, a coworker. How can they be reminded? How might you be like an angel announcing God's promises in the midst of those unexpected and often unwelcomed events in life? How can you be an incarnation of the promise of Emmanuel? God is with us. Who needs to remember? Maybe it's you. Maybe you need to remember. Maybe you need to remember that you are not alone. If so, then hear that good news. Hear the good news prophesied so long ago by Isaiah, proclaimed to Joseph by the angel. Look, the young woman will conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. God is with us. God is with us often in unexpected ways. I mean, a baby born in a manger, a baby who cries and spits up and does all the things a baby does. God is with us in very real ways, earthly ways, ways that we might not see if we're not looking, ways that we might not hear if we're not listening. So today I encourage you to open your eyes, open your ears, open your hearts. Be Christ to one another. Receive Christ within each other. Reach out with that love and support and help one another, especially to those who need to remember that promise of Emmanuel, that God is with us. You know, and the beauty of grace, the beauty of God's grace is that even when we fail to do this, God is still with us. This is the promise of Christmas. This is the promise of Emmanuel, that God is with us. God is with us always and forever. God was with us yesterday. God is with us today. God will be with us tomorrow. Always. God is with us. As the angels proclaimed to Joseph, I proclaim to you, believe this promise. Trust it. Even better, be this promise. Sometimes we have to live into believing, don't we? We have to be it so we can live it, and then we believe it. Be this promise. Be the promise of Emmanuel. God is with us. Amen.